This weekend, we mourn. We mourn the loss of life that took place 20 years ago. We mourn how the devil was able to roam the earth to commit his acts of evil against the innocent. Now, how we mourn has always and will continue to determine where we go, as a society, as well as individuals. When we turn to the Word of God, we find the comforting we need, along with the positive balance for both our heart and our soul. As Jesus taught in his Sermon on the Mount, which is told to us in the 5th chapter of Matthew, we learn in verse 4, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." We are spiritual beings before we are of the flesh, yet when someone leaves us, it's their physical being that we mourn, at the risk of forgetting that their spirit is eternal. And that's stated very clearly, with no interpretation needed, in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11. "And this is the testimony that God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son." When someone gets stuck in, I like to call it, perpetual mourning, they cast a shadow on something important that person added to their life: joy and happiness. When you look at a photo or a video of you and that person who's passed on, the mournful see and feel only sadness. The happiness that exists in that visual is just as eternal as the spirit of that person whose physical presence is no more. Does that person who you feel the sadness for, do they want you to remember them that way? As they were blessed during their life, they were blessed when they passed, as Jesus told in John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, "In my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also." You've been assured by Jesus in many ways that those in the Spirit are filled with a joy that can never, never be extinguished. One example, Jesus says in John chapter 16, verse 22, "Therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and your joy no one will take from you." That person who you continuously mourn may have even reached out to you in an effort to let you know that it's okay, and they're okay. But you see, many people believe that when you dream about someone who you've lost and you're talking about reliving one of those many happy moments that you shared, that's really not you dreaming. That's them coming to you in order to bring you out of that mourning that is overshadowing all that you had which was special with them. Now, this is certainly not saying you should get over it, as the saying goes. What I hope you'll take from this is that it's meaningful to that person and beneficial for you when you reflect about the person you've lost with a joy that's equal to the joy that they gave you. You can also find comfort in knowing that you will have an eternal reunion with that person when that day God has ordained for you arrives. On this time of reflection, let us honor those who were taken from us with a happy heart and love. As God welcomed them into His paradise, He embraces us with His healing and His grace.